Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
We're at American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. This segment that you're listening to now, I'm still at Salt Lake City Quilt Market, and I have the fabulous, the wonderful, the most extraordinary, lovable, sweet designer here. I know she's rolling her eyes at me. Ann Sutton of Bunny Hill is here with me to talk all things pink and bunny. So thank you, Ann, for showing up and being here.
Thank you, Pat, for having me. I am very excited to be here.
Now, you really do love bunnies. I mean,
I truly love bunnies. I'll tell you the story behind the bunnies.
Oh, yes, please.
Because
I've not heard it.
I collected bunnies for years and years and years. And when I tried to come up with a name for my company, I thought about rabbits. I mean, I love all animals.
Yeah.
I thought about every kind of animal I can think of, but bunnies are my passion.
Yeah.
And so I had come up with the name Bunny Hill. Tried to get it as a website. It wasn't available. So I added designs after it.
Right.
And the next morning after I had registered that name, I went out into the front yard, and at our bird feeder, there was one of the neighbor's bunnies had gotten out.
Oh.
And it was in by the feeder eating the little nuts. So I knew it was a sign.
And was he designing quilts out there while he was eating?
Yes. He was. I was taking pictures. And actually, he is on Rabbit's Preferred Chocolate. The little fat little bunnies, there's two of them that are looking at each other.
Yeah.
That's the little bunny that was in my front yard.
Oh. Have you ever had a live bunny yourself?
No, I have not.
Oh.
I have dogs and cats, and people tell me not to do the live bunnies.
just the stuffed bunnies and the applique bunnies.
Right. That, and that the porcelain bunnies.
Porcelain, but yeah.
Yes.
And Anne has a fabulous blog, which you can get to from your website. Tell the website name.
You can go to Bunny Hill Designs. plural.com.
Okay. And then from there you
and then you can link to Bunny Hill blog. It'll link you right to it. Or you can just go direct to it. It's bunnyhillblog.com.
Okay. Great. Good. And you have to read Anne's blog. I love it. She's a very clever writer. Shares all kinds of stuff. Now, you also have a tiny obsession with pink. I see. I have to get all the good things out.
I have a tiny
obsession.
I have got this theory in life with color. I really think you're born loving a color. I think it starts at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's not a whole lot you can do about it. Because I have loved pink from when I was very young. My granddaughter loves pink.
Uh-huh.
You know, as much as her mother is not into pink, she's totally into pink. And, when pink and olive were in, I decorated my room when I was a kid in pink and olive.
Oh.
Pink has always been a part of my life. It's a color that looks good on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always worn pink. And I've gone through all different shades of pink now. So I really think you either like soft colors or you like bright colors.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
we're attracted to the ones we love.
Yeah.
And pink is mine.
Pink is yours. You have a pink sewing machine?
I have a pink sewing machine.
Did you have it painted or did you find it?
I bought it from a gentleman who paints the old featherweight machine.
Yeah.
So I have a pink coffee pot.
Yes, and I know Carrie Nelson of Miss Rosie sent you pink kitchen things
one time.
Because that was on
your package arrived in the mail. There were pink spatulas, pink dish towels, a little bit of everything pink. My husband just kind of rolls his eyes and goes with it. Which is good because now my husband does not like the color green. So he's okay with pink.
Well, you're made for each other then.
Right. I try and add a little red as a popper sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it's not like our whole house is
right. But your studio is very girly.
It is very girly, yes.
Yes.
I love my studio. I have smocked drapes with little white, they're white, and I have little tie backs. And it's very feminine color-wise. And
that was Adita just jumping in.
She gave us a hug. We're here at Quilt Market, so we're getting a few interruptions.
Just a few, yes. You can't hide at Quilt Market. Everybody has to come and say hello. So, Anne, tell me a little bit about your studio space, because you have shared that on your blog.
I have.
And it's a beautiful space. I know everybody, you know, like drools because...
I have a studio. Actually, we bought our house because of the room upstairs. We have it. My husband wanted a single-story home. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a home that had a big enough room for a studio, because I had been working out of a little 8x10 bedroom. So when we walked in this particular home, it had a whole separate loft area all on its own upstairs with a bathroom and a closet, and it was huge. It was just beautiful with lots of windows.
Yeah.
And I said to him, this is it. This is exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And it's just been heaven, absolute heaven, designing my studio in that room.
Now, one of the things, you have, do you have a central cutting area?
And then
you have all of your space around that,
right.
Your workspace.
I have, actually, how I did it was I made stations for everything. I thought about, when I was designing the studio, everything that I do. So I do applique. I have to have an area for prep work where I can sit down. And I even thought about, I have my iron that I keep up on a little shelf because I have my little cat that walks by every once in a while. I kept thinking he was going to get burned you know, with the iron. I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So when I set it down, now I can set it up on a little shelf. So I have my applique station. Then I have my computer area where I work when I'm designing patterns and doing all the emails and all the business part of that.
Right.
All the files are right there.
Yeah.
I have another cutting table in the center of the room that has a standing mat where I can stand and cut. Mm-hmm. It's at cutting height, so it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
that's important.
It's very important.
It's hard on your back otherwise.
Very hard on your back.
Yeah.
So I can do a lot of cutting, a lot of work there.
Now, do you use a design wall?
Wall built
in. It's important,
in.
Isn't it?
We used a Celotex board. It was the brand name for the wall, and it's a board that you can actually put on the wall and pin into, and then you can paint over it to get the color. Now, they're out of business, and actually what that is, though, is a sound board.
Okay.
So there's got, if you go out to like a Home Depot and you look for a soundproofing board, you just make sure you take your pins with it to make sure you can pin into it. But it's the most wonderful design wall ever, because I can pin everything up there. It doesn't chip, it doesn't peel off. It's just great.
Love
so
that.
So my husband put that on the wall for me.
And do you also do an inspiration board? Is that how you
work? Oh, yes. I have inspiration boards all around the studio. I do have this thing about clutter. I don't like to work in a room that has a ton of clutter.
Because you're in it a lot.
I'm in it a lot. And I mess it up a lot with a lot of little pieces of fabric. But I clean it up every day.
Yes.
Because if I have to walk in that room the next morning and just look at everything all over, I get lost. My mind just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So I have to be pretty organized when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm done with working with my applique, I'll fold the fat quarters back up, put them back in their little sections, so that the next day when I come back in, it's ready to start again.
Yeah. So it's not all cluttered up or just sort of thrown about, even when you're still working on the project.
No, and even the things that I have in the studio are things that really mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and clean it out about every 3 to 4 months. I go through and do a thorough...
Do you move things you're not using anymore?
Exactly. But the other tip I give people is I tell them to keep little stations with scissors and needles and threads all over. Don't just have one that you're trying to cart around. I'm able to walk up to any station and have my tools right there.
Do you also have a seating area in your studio? Is it large enough?
I do. We have a day bed where I can sit and relax and look at magazines, which I love that. Or even watch TV or listen to your radio show, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course you listen to the show.
So, I love that. Yeah, I have a seating area.
Oh, that's... I don't have a big enough room for that, so I do miss it.
But I have a couple of sewing machines set up in case I have somebody that comes over to help me work.
Yeah, right, right.
So that's
fabulous.
Nice.
Fabulous.
It's great. It's great to have a nice room, large room that you can work around in stations.
You know what? When I think of you, though, I have to tell you this, because I've never told you this. Whenever I go into an Anthropologies... I think of you because didn't you buy all of your knobs?
All of the knobs came from Anthropologie.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And that's a secret because you can none of you can ever go and tell my husband how much I paid for those.
That's right. That's right. Because they had a huge sale at the time that you were buying
they
it.
They did.
They were
and
practically free.
I had the horn cabinets. And they had the wood knobs on them, and I wanted pink.
Yes,
so.
Yes. And they have the most beautiful knobs. And every time I'm in there, I think of Anne. I think, oh, I love these knobs. I should do like Anne did.
I know. And you know what? It's just made such a difference in the look of that cabinet.
Yes.
It's so cute.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's all about cute.
It is all about cute.
Now, you are primarily an appliqueer.
Yes.
And you are a very generous appliqueer because you offer some free things on your site every so often. Tell me a little bit about one of the projects you have going on now on your website blog.
What we have going on right now, it's actually on the website and the blog, is a quilt named Henrietta Whiskers. And it's an autumn quilt with featuring a squirrel.
Yes.
And on my blog, I did a Name the Squirrel contest.
Yes.
And that's where the name Henrietta Whiskers came from.
Ah,
so if you go to my blog and you print out the general instructions, there's a story behind Henrietta.
Oh.
The lady that sent in the name for that, and I got at least 2,000 names entered. It was amazing when these names started coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
But her story touched my heart.
Yeah.
Just touched my heart.
Yeah.
So it just was the perfect...
Perfect name.
Squirrel name, perfect story. And so she's now a little famous squirrel, hopefully.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people doing that free block of the month.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm sure they appreciate it. I know that we always get good feedback, you know, designers, when we give something out. Yours is fabulous. Now, you also have one other pattern that you did recently, your Christmas one, that you did a mystery on your blog of how... of what you were making.
Oh, what I was making.
Yeah, when you were getting ready to make it, you kept giving these little sneak peeks, and you had, like, prizes. Figure out what the quilt was going to be?
I try and make the blog fun, so that there's always something like that going on.
Uh-huh.
And I love to give prizes on the blog, because the customers that come to my blog are really becoming friends.
Yes.
And they give me so much that I want to be able to give back to them. So... I did try and guess the name of the quilt.
Yeah.
And I'd show little pieces of it. And I had
your little hints and stuff.
Little hints. It was hysterical on my end.
Yeah.
Because since I obviously knew what it was.
Yeah. That's everybody
all.
The name of
but
it.
But I'll tell you, the other thing I got was some great ideas for future quilts. That was like, oh my gosh.
There you go. You got all lined up now. So tell everybody what that quilt was called.
It's called The Night Before Christmas.
There you go. It's an awesome quilt. You got to go out to Anne's website.
And I kept giving more and more hints.
Yeah, it took a while.
It did.
I know. I was surprised. I was surprised because I was guessing, too. That's what I was guessing along. So tell everybody about your newest fabric line.
The newest fabric line is called Putting on the Ritz. It's in pink, blue, gray, and ivory. And I'll tell you, the gray has been the biggest seller. It's just, it's so pretty. I'm so surprised working with it. It's been like a neutral. Instead of using the brown that I did last time, the gray just seems to blend in with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It gives it a softer look, a little bit more subtle look than brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what it's done to everything that I've made with it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little hint. It's also going to be in the next line. So you'll see a little bit of gray in my next line also.
So we can carry through and
it'll
use
carry
pieces.
Through.
And we saw this morning when I came by, a lady had a jacket.
She made a jacket out of my linen fabric.
It was stunning.
The Ritz line has a cotton linen that is a decorator weight fabric.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beautiful.
Mm. Do you want to like redecorate your house every time a new line comes?
I do. Actually, what I'm going to do on my blog is I'm going to take one of the rooms, and I'm going to have my husband paint the wall gray, and we are going to decorate a room. I'm going to show it on my blog.
Oh, that's going to be so fun!
It's brave of me, isn't
it? Yes,
it
is. Well, you can have a webcam too, and you know we can watch you. It'd be a lot of fun. Just do your husband painting. You know, everybody can watch it.
Oh, yeah, he'll love me.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Well, Anne, this has just been extraordinary fun. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. So glad to have you on the show.
Such a pleasure.
So this is Ann Sutton of Bunny Hill Designs here, and she's going to go back to her booth here at Salt Lake City at the Spring Quilt Market and sell some fabric and some patterns.
I hope so. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. You've been listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We're going to take a little break. Come right back.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Pam.
What have you been quilting lately?
I just finished a Lone Star quilt for my niece's wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to see the finished quilt.
Me too. I have so many finished tops that I'm really considering looking into a long arm of my own. Don't you have a handy quilter? I've heard good things about them.
I do, and I love my HQ18 Avante. No more UFOs at my house. I have so much space to work with, and it's so fast. The stitch regulator gives me perfect stitches every time, and the precision glide track systems makes quilting so smooth, I could quilt all day.
I would love that. I've been looking at the HQ24 Fusion.
Oh, I think that would be perfect for you. It's got all the great HQ features of the Avante with more throat space. You'll love working with Handy Quilter. Their customer service is top-notch.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Moda Fabrics brings you the hottest new fabric lines for quilting. We work with more than 40 of your favorite independent designers, as well as in-house design staff to make sure you have the latest and greatest in fabrics. We're committed to creating high-quality products and providing excellent customer service. And for 35 years, Moda Fabrics has proudly supported the independent quilt shop. Visit your local independent quilt shop to see what's new from Moda Fabrics.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
So we're here with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, and I'm Pat Sloan. I'm still at the Salt Lake City Spring Quilt Market, you know, the trade show, and I'm talking with all kinds of really fun, wonderful people, people that you know and people you shop from, because we have great shop owners here, and so I have managed to find a fabulous shop owner that I have followed and bought from, and I want her to be here so that you could meet her. I have Kimberly Jolly with the Fat Quarter Shop. And Kimberly, thanks for giving me a little bit of your time. This is a busy time when you come to the shows.
Yeah, it's great to meet with you today.
Ah, so much fun. I know you were just over in a fabric booth. You're primarily a fabrics online store. Is that right?
Right. We sell fabric and patterns, and we try to do a lot of block of the months, and we're trying to step up a little bit into notions also.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's really great. Yeah, you had, I don't know if it's still going on, you had like a Christmas block of the month. Is that finished now, or?
We have a new one that's starting in June. It's called the 2011 Designer Mystery Block of the Month, and we use Joanna Figueroa's Strawberry Fields collection.
Oh.
And it's really good. It's we had 12 designers design 12 floral blocks, and then Joanna designed the finishing kit, which is like a flower garden, and it's my favorite one. We've done it for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And so this is my favorite one.
I know you did the one with Kate Spain. Mm-hmm. I've had Kate on here, and Kate had to like do the project too because she said
yes.
It was so cute.
Yes. It's cute.
Now, your store, why don't you tell people like the type of fabrics you have on your online store?
Well, we started out 8 years ago, and we primarily started with Moda. So Moda's always been my base and always been the bestseller for our store because that's kind of how I started it. And so we kind of just expanded, and now we have a lot of children's fabrics, fun fabrics, retro fabrics. We try to have a little bit of everything. We have a lot of solids, a lot of basics. We're trying to pick up more solids, more basics, and kind of just try to have a little bit of everything.
And so, you even have like a lot of novelty prints.
A lot, yes. We love the Timeless Treasures novelties, the Michael Miller novelties. We bought a majority of everything Michael Miller had this time, and they had a lot more at market this time. They had, I would say, double the offerings they usually have, so it was all novelty.
Now, one thing that I love on your website is that you do a preview section. So tell people what that is. It's on your sidebar on the left. So it's
called the Coming Soon page. And what we do is when we get back from market, we'll just work, you know, almost 24 hours a day. And I have, you know, someone will make images and I'll load the products. And we'll just, as soon as we get back from market, we'll be loading 10 collections a day. And we have a spreadsheet and we just go straight down it. And we make sure everything we've bought, if we have images, goes online. So that way people can plan their purchases and, you know, look at everything. They could look at everything that's coming for a certain month to try to figure out what fabrics they're going to want for them.
Yeah, I really like that because I can't always get around to see everything new. And because you have such a variety of fabrics in your store, I find that section really useful to go over there.
But we just added to it because we have so many items on that page now that people were having a hard time finding it. So we have a new section at the very top where you can hit newest editions and you can see what's new on the Coming Soon page. So
wow.
That's actually really good, and I found that a lot of people on Twitter are commenting about they really like that, so they can see stuff faster and not have to spend so much time on the website.
Well, yes, yes. We want to get to our fabric faster, you know, so we can add to our collections.
Yeah.
Now, you also have a great newsletter, and people, where do they go to get the sign up for the newsletter?
You can go to the top right part of our website, and it just says sign up for newsletter, and we send a Monday newsletter and a Friday's feature. And a Friday's feature, we usually try to have a kit, you know, something that's quick and easy. They can just purchase it. Everything's there. You can maybe buy a backing set for it, or you can just buy the pattern, and it's just kind of a quick and easy project for every Friday.
And I just think that you guys do a great job with your social media because you're really out there, like, everywhere. You have, let's talk about Twitter first, because that's pretty much how you and I have started to communicate, was through Twitter. How long have you been doing that?
We've had Twitter for a year and a half, and we started it because Debbie, who works with me, and I, our favorite radio host, his name is Bobby Bones, he's in Austin, and he talked about Twitter every morning, and we were like, what is Twitter? And so we would talk about, what is Twitter? And so we started it because some radio host started it,
yeah.
And we kind of were one of the first stores to do it, and it kind of just took off.
Yeah, do you have like thousands of followers?
I think it's 4,000.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things that you do, then, and I have been the beneficiary of this, is that you Twitter like specials.
Every Wednesday we have a Twitter and Facebook special, and it gives you a coupon code for, you know, a certain special, and it goes from Wednesday to Friday.
Yeah, and they're great deals. I mean, like really good deals. Yeah, and they're short, so you've got to be there. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, do people do hash code on Twitter, like for your shop, say that they got something there, like hash?
Well, for market, when we were following market, we did hash FQS market.
Mm, okay.
So we kind of started that, yeah.
Yeah, so they could see everything that you were doing. When you put that in at the top, if you're not familiar with Twitter, then you can get all the posts that you have done.
Right.
And you've been posting photos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been posting photos all around market of everything that we've purchased. So everybody could kind of see, because everyone wants to know what's going on, you know, at market. And
yeah.
So we tried to include photos.
Yeah.
So our goal was to Twitter like every 5 to 10 minutes all day. And so somebody got upset last night. They said, oh, after market closes, you stopped Twittering. And I said, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah. We have to eat dinner and get revitalated for the next day.
Yeah, it's addicting, though, to just sit there and, you know, it's easy. We just have it down to, it takes me 3 seconds to do a Twitter.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I just love it. You know, it took me a little while to get into it because I didn't, you know, things flash by so fast, but now I just love it. And then you have a Facebook page, and that's under, like,
Fat Quarter Shop.
Fat Quarter Shop. Okay, so you can go there and do a like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we also have a lot of customers ask questions. They try to, you know, can you match this fabric for us?
Mm-hmm.
Would this match? You know, a lot of people ask questions. We answer every question that's on the Facebook page,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, within 24 hours. You know, if it's the weekend and I can't match, I have to wait till Monday. But we answer every post. And a lot of people will show their projects that they've made with fabric or things like that. And so other people comment to them, and it's really good.
That is fun. I love show and tell. It's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So you also have a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And on the blog, you do a lot of different, do you have sort of like a schedule, certain days of certain things on the blog?
We do. Every Friday, we have a new segment called Three for Me.
Oh.
And so it's basically, we pick an employee for each Friday, mm-hmm. and what they do is they go and they pick their favorite three bolts that we have. They just mm-hmm. walk, it could be anything. It could be three bolts that go together, three bolts that don't, and
yeah.
we just introduce ourselves and say our, you know, what, why we like those fabrics and something so that people can get to know us as a company mm-hmm. better.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Designer Spotlight where we interview designers about their fabric and a little bit about them to mm-hmm. get to know mm-hmm. them.
I like that part, you know, because I've done the, you know, with the radio program, of course, here, you know, we're meeting people, but even in print, it's nice because you can put pictures with it and see what their newest collection is. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Now, you actually have, unique to you patterns for right. your store. So tell me a little bit about those patterns.
We just started this, and it's we've done Block of the Months for so many years, and one of the best compliments we ever get as a company is that our Block of the Months are so well written, because I write them, mm-hmm. and then we have three people who test them.
Mm-hmm.
And I write out every single step. Pressing arrows, all the seams always nest. I mean, we spend yeah. hours on our pattern. So I decided to start our own pattern company.
Yay! How exciting!
Yeah, and it's called It's So Emma, and it's named after my daughter.
Oh!
And so we're going to start, we have one pattern on the website now called Home Sweet Home, and after market we'll have five. And then we'll, you know, try to add one or two a month.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Are you taking from things, are they all things that have never been published before?
Correct.
Okay, so they're all brand new right now. Wow.
Right.
And are you designing the quilts, or do you have a team that you work with?
Yeah. Right now it's just a few people.
Yeah. So you have like a design team,
right.
and you come together and work.
Right, and we put our name, like we'll put whoever designed it on the cover so people can know, you know, who did it.
Yeah, because people have a style, so they might follow and connect with one person's look.
Right, and it's going to be only available on our website, mm-hmm, too. And mm-hmm. every pattern that we have will kit and have fabric. So,
yeah.
you know, if somebody likes the look of that, but maybe they don't want pink, they want blue,
mm-hmm.
you know, they could call us and we could put a kit together for them.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. That's very good customer service. Yeah, you're very well known for that.
Yeah, that was one of the things in the very beginning is I've always told every employee who ever works for me,
yeah.
it does not matter. You have to make the customer happy. The customer is always right. It is not worth anything you don't ever, you know, you have to, everything has to be perfect.
Yeah.
Ever. Always, always, always.
Yeah. And you're quick. You have very fast service.
Yes, we try to ship everything. If you order by 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we ship it that day. And
yeah.
we, instead of shipping everything ground, we upgraded at our own expense to 3 days. So if you live in California, mm-hmm. you know, you get it in 3 days instead of five. Because we're in Texas.
Yeah, and you know, some places are far away. I mean, just the way it works, you know, it takes a, that's an awesome feature. Amazing, amazing. Now, you are a mom with, tell me a little bit about your family. So people, did you talk about your children on your blog?
Yeah, I have four children. My daughter is four. Her name is Emma. I have twin boys that are 20 months old.
Ah.
Their names are Will and Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little baby named Christopher, and he's 6 months old.
Oh,
so
my
I'm
goodness.
Very busy.
Yes. Now, well, do they hang out at the shop at all since they're little? No. No.
They stay at home because when my daughter was young, I had her there for about a year and a half, and I just couldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
And so I don't go to work. I don't get to work until about 10. I kind of mm-hmm. with them in the morning, and then
yeah.
I get home about 6, and then I just when my kids go to bed, I work. So I design
yeah.
patterns at night. I sew Block of the Months, and so I just kind of never stop.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me on Twitter about earlier today, and she said, "Do you ever sleep?" And I wrote back, "Never,
never." Sleep is highly overrated.
Yeah. I'm kind of one of those people, though. I've always been that way. I've just always, I don't sit still.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm
mm-hmm.
sitting still, it's just not fun. Like,
yeah.
you just have to go, 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 go. That's how I've always been, probably how I'll always be. That's
mm-hmm.
why I like to have my own company, so I can just, you know, if things are slow, you just come up with something else, you know.
Yeah,
just,
you're very creative that way. I think with your marketing and everything, it's very fresh, and you keep it lively.
clothes. Moving. You even do like recipes, didn't you, at one point?
Yeah, we did recipes until we ran out. And we just had like absolutely all the girls that I worked with, they could not come up with anything else, and we had to stop. And I don't sew, so I mean, I don't cook.
Right.
So I couldn't contribute, right. And so I just had to take it away.
Yeah. Well, it was fun when you did that, because, you know, a lot of people do like to cook and like to try something new, so that was a pretty cool feature.
Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, this has just been wonderful. I thank you for coming and spending some time with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
So go visit Kimberly Jolly and her store, fatquartershop.com. Right? Sign up for your newsletter. So this is Pat Sloan with American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. So hold on. We have a little commercial break, and we'll come back and talk to somebody else.
Ready for a new project? Choose from hundreds of free patterns in the Projects and Ideas section of our website, allpeoplequilt.com.
Do you love free motion quilting but struggle to fit your project in a small throat space? The HQ Suite 16 is designed for you. With 16 inches of throat space, there is room to work on even a king-size quilt. The smooth surface of our height-adjustable table allows your project to glide under the needle with ease. The HQ Suite 16 is built with powerful HQ technology designed to handle all your quilting projects.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
Come see what's cooking at the Moda Bake Shop website. You'll find free recipes for using the wide range of Moda pre-cuts from your favorite designers and quilt shops. We've got ideas for using a variety of ingredients, including honey buns, jelly rolls, layer cakes, charm packs, and more. Instructions with detailed step-by-step photos guide you through the recipes and the fun. New projects served up daily at modabakeshop.com.
Join Beth for video demonstrations of the latest and greatest quilting products. Visit allpeoplequilt.com and click on Tool School.
Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. I'm still here at Salt Lake City, where we're at the Spring Quilt Market, and I've been talking to all kinds of designers, and we've been doing interviews, and the show was just getting ready to open this morning, and I was able to schedule a little chat with my friend, and you all love her to death. I know you love her, Sandy Klopp, who is with American Jane, is her pattern company, and fabric lines are all branded American Jane, right?
Yes, correct.
Well, thanks for being here, Sandy.
Thank you, Pat, for coming.
Yeah. Well, now we're in Sandy's booth, so you could just hear we had some customers come by picking up literature, and so Sandy and I are just going to, you know, we might say hi to somebody, might get a hug, but okay, so Sandy, we met at a shop that you worked at.
Yes.
Do you remember
years
that?
Years ago. Definitely. I thought you were a riot.
That was so fun. You live in California?
I do.
Yeah, and what was the shop that you were teaching at?
It was Thimble Creek, and I have worked there for 14 years.
Yeah.
I no longer work there now because I've gotten very busy with the patterns and the fabric.
Yeah.
It's a great shop.
It is a great shop, and that was so fun. You were just getting started with pattern designs.
Okay. Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah, not your own, but you had some work that you had done with
Jen Paddock.
Yes, that
I
was it.
I started with three little books with her.
Yes, they had just come out.
Okay.
And I was over the moon on your designs.
Oh, good. I had forgotten that part. Good.
I loved it.
Was kind of a folk art feel.
Yes.
I had always loved Red Wagon Fabrics, Red Wagon, and that's so different from what I do now, but...
It is. Let's talk about that, because this is what fascinates me most about your style, is that you have really progressed and moved through into a different look than you started with. How did that happen? What happened
well,
there?
Well, working at a quilt store, you get to know fabric lines and fabric companies, and you try not to be a snob and say, oh, that's a Hoffman, or, you know, to other people, if they aren't that aware of what fabric line. But I got to be quite interested in fabric design.
Yeah.
So I would check out all the labels and think, if I were to design, who would I go with?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Moda came to the top of the list most often.
Yeah.
And Jan Paddock and Linda Brannick were Moda designers, mm-hmm. and I just fell in love with their folk art look.
Yeah.
When I first started, I didn't really know who I was or what my look was, what
right.
my interests were.
Right.
So when I designed with Jan, she kept saying, oh, you and your California colors. I kept picking out her bright ones.
Her bright ones. Aha.
And she had a few there, cheddar.
Yes.
And
yes.
She was mostly dark, but I would pull all the brightest ones and work with those.
Yeah. And that quilt was very unique because of that. You know, working in those brighter colors for working in a book with her.
Yeah.
Oh, so when you went on and did your own first set,
Then I had tried a few other things. I have one that I use with my guild talks, which is a takeoff on Mary Englebright.
Ah.
Only it was a combination Mary Englebright, Martha Stewart, and Debbie Mumm.
Aha. Oh, well.
And me.
And you, yes. You were the baker. You mixed it all together.
Well, I had all four of us in a teapot having tea, and I was the one that didn't get it.
Oh.
So, but I've grown since then. That was kind of my beginning. Mm-hmm. And then really focused on, well, at my first quilt market, Moda came to me, and they were interested in a French-looking quilt that I had done.
Uh-huh.
And that was definitely my favorite color range, because I grew up in Holland and danced with, I didn't get to dance, but I saw the Dutch dancers.
Oh, wow.
I got to march in the parades as a child.
Yeah.
But the colors are very similar to the south of France. Mm-hmm. It's that cheddary yellow and the royal blue, or
and
it's
that,
a unique Dutch
red.
Blue even. Yes, good strong red. So then I was also an elementary art teacher. So
I didn't know that.
A crayon box and a new page of paper was my excitement.
Oh, how neat is
that? So that all kind of, I felt when I finally got into designing fabric patterns, I had come full circle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From my childhood, it just, having kids, I have five children, and they had pretty much left home by the time that came around. So I had just kind of pulled it all together.
Yeah.
Felt good.
Wow. And you know what? The one thing that I think is interesting about your look is that you take that sort of French feel and the children's prints, and you put them together.
Yeah, they work. Because of the crayon box colors. It kind of, I always have loved kids. Fascinating. I wanted to grow up and be a mother.
Yeah.
So I had five. We thought we'd have 12.
Oh,
I thought that was a good number.
That's like a team or something.
Yes, yeah, five was enough. But I had always thought 12 would be good. I actually worked in a children's home for a while.
Oh, wow.
For a short time, my brother-in-law was a social worker, and I helped out in this group home, and the kids would all polish their shoes on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so cool. It was kind of institutionalized, and I loved lining them all up.
Yeah.
So I like having my ducks in a row.
Yeah. Very orderly.
Yes.
Yes.
I do tend to be organized with my quilting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So what organizational tip do you have do?
Well, I love stacking the fabric up. Then I love having all my little piles.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to keep them in piles.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with another quilter for a while, and she could never find her pieces because they were all scattered, and they were tucked under things.
Yeah.
I have to keep them all. I like to do one thing, act like a machine, and it gets me in trouble sometimes if that one thing is wrong. You have to undo a lot of them, but you find out soon.
Yeah. Cool. Well, tell us about your newest fabric line that's coming out.
It's Fairy Tale Friends, and it's a book I grew up with, or where the illustrations came from. They're just charming little three pigs, three kittens, three bears, and then we throw in Goldilocks and... Well, Goldilocks is the three bears, but the little Red Riding Hood and the little gingerbread boy. So they're totally fun.
So is it a panel and then companion prints?
There's a panel, and then the companions are multiple prints, but I also have fabric that's four patterns on one bolt.
Oh.
Divided by... So in my booth here at Market, I have a curtain.
They're
separated by little ribbons.
Uh-huh. and that's
a
one
ribbon pattern, but that separates the four patterns.
Oh my gosh, you're so clever. This is so darn cute.
Quite fun. So in one of the quilts, I framed the panels in the ribbon pattern.
Yes.
And then I also, one of the patterns of the coordinates is tickets by the So I have tickets by the yard.
Now, when she's saying tickets, everybody, she means like, it says like, win one, 15 cents. These are like tickets on, like you would get on a roll. There's a star and a little happy face. Oh, look at the little happy face. Those are so cute. I want a whole bolt.
Yes, you will want a whole bolt of tickets. They come in three colorways. But on this one quilt, I used just one row of tickets. Well, then there was a lot left over. And I only had... took the ribbons out of the four and one.
Yeah.
But so I combined all the leftovers on the back.
And oh, even the back's as cute as the front.
From the four and one.
Oh, really?
That was one of the panels.
How useful.
So I like to use it all. I'm very conservative with my fabric. I want to use it up.
Use it up. So what's with the chicken? She has these adorable chickens.
That's going to be a little project on the blog hop that we're going to do in September. The theme this year was county fair, so we all created little projects connected with the county fair.
So all the Moda designers, because the last time you did pillows.
Right.
Yeah, this is a blog hop that, you know, Moda Fabric did with their designers, and it's really, really fun, so they can...
we had a recipe for a pie, mine was a pie, and then we created a block, but then for the blog hop, we'll have a little project. And my chicken is quilted, but then the wings lift up and it's a bun warmer for your rolls.
Oh my gosh. These are so clever. You guys are going to want to make like dozens of them. We're going to have a whole fleet of chickens.
Yes.
How cute is that?
I have Hickety Pickety, Henny Penny, and Little Red Hen. So it carries on with all my little fairy tale friends.
Yes. You're so clever.
I have a good time. I have to tell you, my work is my play.
Yeah.
So one of my quilts is Little Boy Blue, Come Blow Your Horn.
And
it was just so much fun to make. It made me want to have another little boy.
Yeah.
Because he's under his quilt fast asleep.
Oh. Do you have grandchildren?
I have, yes, seven.
Oh, well, yes, you do then.
Five, six, seven, yes.
Are any of them really young?
There are two, yes. One is very young, for about 4 months now.
Oh.
And the oldest is 10.
Oh, okay.
Well, of course, they're super smart and they're beautiful.
Of course.
The most beautiful. Twins.
Oh, there's a set of. Oh,
and they're way fun.
And they all have quilts.
Of course. Of course. Their parents have cut me off because they have too many.
That's so funny.
Speaking of too many quilts, that's our website. We have a website of 19 quilts for sale.
I know. Tell me about that. I went out there looking at that, and I'm like, what is this? This is so interesting. 19quilts.com, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay.
And I can't stop making quilts. So even between markets, I just keep right on going. I'm in many little groups. I have a drop-in class, and we exchange blocks. And so this quilt here is called The Cheese Stands Alone. There's a lot of cheddar in it. But we traded 9 patch blocks, so that was a reason to be making a quilt.
And
I have a mini group I meet with once a month, and we make a quilt every month. So they just keep coming, and they pile up, and the kids won't take any more. So what's a person to do?
Yeah. I love that idea. So you just always put something out there that you have for sale so people could just go check. And you can get to that from your website. Tell us your website.
Website is AmericanJane.com. Okay. Is that my web or is that my email?
No, that's AmericanJane.com. Okay. www. Yep, that's it. Okay. And then on there you have a link to 19 quilts, which is how I found that.
Okay.
I was looking.
Can punch in 19 quilts.
Yes, yes, yes. So how did you come up with American Jane?
Oh, that's such a fun story. I hope we have time.
Yeah.
I was teaching a class, and it was a silly quilt that I had done. It was a challenge.
Attention, please, exhibitors. The final.
The quilt show is open for business, so we're going to hear the rest of Sandy's story. Go ahead.
Okay, the quilt I was teaching was called California Girls, and they were cows because there were lots of ads for those contented California cows.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, they were black and white cows in a field, and they all had quilts on their backs.
Oh!
But one of them had the red siren on his forehead. He was the quilt police.
Yeah.
person in the class came in with an assistant. She was in a wheelchair because she had MS and was not able to do much of the work, but her assistant did it for her.
Yeah.
Well, during the class, I was thinking of having a pattern company, and I had tried many names and knew I needed a website, and everything I thought of was taken. So this woman said, let me think about that. She said, I used to do some work for the Muppets.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this is good.
Yeah, how fun is that?
So she kept thinking, and the class was over, and she left in her wheelchair, got into her van that had a riser, and she got in and drove away. And I was working at the quilt store, and about 15 minutes to a half hour later, she came back to the store, out of the, down the ramp, into the store again, said, I think I've got a name for you. At the time, I didn't really even know what my look was.
Yeah, yeah.
What I was looking for.
Yeah.
But she said, a friend of hers just named her daughter America Jane.
Oh.
And I thought, ooh, that's, I love Jane. It's Dick and Jane. It's Plain Jane. It's Jane Doe. It's G.I. Jane. It's like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went ahead and did it, called it American Jane. My first quilt market was Portland, Oregon, and a girl came by and stopped short in front of my booth and said, my great-great-grandmother was named America Jane. She promised to send me a picture, but I haven't seen the picture yet. So if you're listening, I'm waiting for that picture.
I never heard of a name, American Jane. I mean, as a person's name.
No.
How fascinating.
But then several months later, we got a letter from a man that said, my daughter is America Jane. Our friend told you about her.
Oh.
And we wonder if you would write a letter for her baby book.
Oh.
So we did that. It was just so fun. I would like to meet the little America Jane someday.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that cute?
That's an incredible story. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
It just seemed right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Sandy, you know what? This has been so fun.
Oh, thank you.
To come and talk to you. You
thank
are
you.
Just wonderful. I am here at Quilt Market with Sandy Klopp of American Jane. So this is American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. Stay tuned in. We're going to take a commercial break.
Get quilting tips and instructions for web-exclusive projects free every week, delivered to your inbox. Sign up today for your free weekly e-newsletter at allpeoplequilt.com.
Make your projects so much easier with great products from Sewline. Sewline offers a variety of innovative quality marking tools for quilters and sewers. The Sewline Trio is a 3-in-1 fabric marking tool that allows you to quickly change from black ceramic to white lead to a blank stylus with just one click. Both leads are water-soluble and designed to provide a crisp, clean line that's easy to erase. To purchase Sewline products, visit your local quilt shop.
Beautiful computerized quilting is simple with the HQ Pro Stitcher. Every design becomes a perfect fit for your quilt with the HQ Pro Stitcher. You can resize, repeat, rotate, and crop right on the new 10-inch color touchscreen. No computer needed. The HQ Pro Stitcher works with all HQ Stitch regulated machines and has a quick setup that allows you to get quilting in no time.
Visit HandyQuilter.com to request a free demo DVD or find an HQ rep in your area. Handy Quilter, designed by a quilter for quilters.
We're listening to you. Comment on today's show and tell us your ideas for future shows. Visit the contact page on our website, allpeoplequilt.com. Now, back to the show. Here's Pat.
This is Pat Sloan. I'm here for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, and we're at the Salt Lake City Quilt Market, the spring quilt market. And as I've been doing these interviews, I'm going around talking to designers and quilt shop owners and all kinds of fun stuff. So I have got an incredible designer here with me. I'm just so thrilled. Patty Young of Mod Kid. And she is here with her new fabric, her patterns, and she's got this adorable booth. So hi, Patty. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys today.
Oh, this is just gorgeous. Are you showcasing here primarily at this market fabric or patterns or both?
We're actually showcasing fabric, patterns, and ribbons. We have three exciting products that we have, and it's the best market yet because we've never had three things like this.
Wow. Now, are you putting the ribbons on the clothing?
We've been putting it on purse handles. We've been putting it on camera straps. Actually on my lanyard.
That's it? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's on everything. We've put it on belts. I'm not wearing one today, but I will tomorrow. Because ribbon, I mean, it can go in all kinds of stuff. Embellishments on clothing and everything. So,
and these look really a little bit like a tapestry type of effect.
It's a jacquard.
A jacquard. Okay, great.
Yeah,
great.
So they are 100% polyester. They're woven.
Beautiful colors. Now, Patty's fabric is got a lot of large prints and medium and then smaller scale, but not too small scale, your line of fabric. So what is your newest fabric line?
It's called Grand Bazaar. It's so colorful. It's inspired by the Grand Bazaar that's located in Istanbul, Turkey, it is the world's largest outdoor market. It's like a gigantic flea market.
It's
been around for centuries. Like literally, I think it started like in the 700s or something. And there's like spice markets in there. You can buy spices, you can buy fruits, you can buy vegetables, you can buy Persian rugs, you can buy lamps, you can buy everything there. And it's, you know, I actually haven't been in there, but I've always been infatuated with that area of the world and that sort of the richness of the culture and the history. So we did a lot of Google images, looking for inspiration photos. And I mean, once the inspiration was in my head, it was all about drawing. And, you know, I didn't sleep till this collection was out because I could not even get it out of my head. I'm like, ooh, you know, I would go to bed, you know, dreaming of spice colors and things like that. So,
well, there is an amazing sort of a paprika-y red. Yeah. And is that more like an eggplant color then that's with that?
It's got all kinds of jewel tones. Yeah, and very spicy kind of happy tones too. And we've got a colorway called Spice Market that's got a charcoal base, which is actually what I'm wearing today too. So that's more of like a deeper, you know, more exotic feel. But then we've got another colorway called Painted Palace, which is all the light base colors, the whites and the creams, and that's more of a happy, you know, we're using it a lot for children's clothing because it's just summery and happy and, you know, bright colors.
Yeah. Wonderful. Now, have you always sewn?
Not always, but my mother has always sewn and my grandmother. So, you know, I came from a family of, you know, very artsy, craftsy people. And I like to tell this story because when I was younger, my mom always wanted to teach me how to sew, and I thought it was something like for old ladies. and it's so funny because I grew up and, you know, I wasn't old when I started sewing. Yeah. I was quite young, but my mom would always make fun of me because she'd be like, oh, so old ladies, right? Because, you know, I was like 20-something. I just love it. I absolutely adore it. And it's weird because when I picked up my first sewing machine, not even that long ago, it was after my first daughter was born.
Yeah.
Nobody had taught me how to sew, but it was like in my blood, you know? I picked it up and I knew exactly what to do. And I just went to it and I just, you know, I got better and better at it. And I did a lot of YouTubing and things like that just to find like little, you know, what's new and what's exciting in the sewing industry. And I pretty much self-taught myself, and then I would go to my mom's house to get, you know, tips and tricks and this and that. But I haven't sewn all my life. I just really love it, and I do it all the time.
Then you primarily do children's clothing based on the name Mod Kid. How did that come about?
Well, it came about because when my girls were very little, I started sewing very modern, like mod style clothing for them, and then people would say, you know, you should sell these. So I opened an eBay account and an Etsy account. This is like a few years back, before I ever got my my fabric contract or anything, when they were really little. And I needed a name for it, and you know, we just toyed around. I like alliteration and things that sound funny, like putting words together and whatever, and I did a lot of that kind of stuff, and Mod Kid just came about. It was actually the name of my children's clothing company before I had fabric, I had patterns, any of that. So, and it just stuck. And so when I decided to start my sewing pattern company, I thought, you know, I'm going to keep that name because it's very catchy. And I had a a cool logo that was already recognizable, and yeah, we had business cards. Everything was already made.
It
we
was
had
already
signage
there.
Done and all that good stuff, so we just kept it going.
So when you do your fabric now, do you paint it? Do you do it? What is your method? Because everybody does it a little different.
Everybody does do it a little different. And I am primarily a computer-generated artwork person.
Mm-hmm.
I do everything on Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator, and some Photoshop too. But every now and then, like once in a blue moon, I will sketch something on a piece of paper. Like if I'm out shopping or, you know, mm-hmm. sightseeing and I see something that I really like, I'll sketch it real quick on a piece of paper and I'll bring it home and scan it, but everything just turns into a digital image. It's all computer generated. So.
And then you're doing all the repeats and everything yourself?
I do everything myself, because I actually went to school for graphic design. That's my degree. I was graphic design and photography way before I even started sewing. I mean, this is like 20-something years ago, so hey, I'm dating myself here. But yeah.
We won't go back there.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm a classically trained graphic designer, so I learned to use all those programs back then and all that stuff. So yeah, I just...
Well, that's great that you got to use it then after
it
you went through all that schooling.
Exactly. Not that many people can say that they're working in their field, but yeah, I mean, I didn't go for textile design, but it was graphic design. I learned to do my repeats and creating repeated patterns and things like that, and I've always been a color fanatic. You know, color theory was my favorite class. I remember, like, studying the color wheel like it was, you know, like my life depended on it.
Yeah.
So I know what's, you know, what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is fascinating. I mean, I think it's really amazing that you are able to take what you did then and bring it into this business. When you're doing color, like your color palettes, maybe not so much this one, but just in general, what do you use, like a process? Do you color boards or?
I do. I have an inspiration board, like a big metal, you know, pretty much a sheet metal thing in my new office, and I print out images. I grab anything that I think would help me. You know, give me some inspiration for my new line. I put up on the board. It's a magnetized board, so everything's up with magnets, and it gets moved around as I work on the collection. And as I come up with a new print, I'll put that up on the board, and next to my inspiration images. It could be anything. It could be a piece of yarn. It could be a photo from a magazine. It could be anything. Something I print off of Google Images, which actually that happens a lot.
There's
a lot of Google Images, you know, because I'm just a computer nerd, you know. I'm always on there.
Well, we talk on Twitter, so I know that you love Twitter. You're out there.
I do. Social media, my gosh, I love it.
I do, too. It's like, it's so fun to then we get to meet in person then afterwards.
I know.
After the whole thing.
And I really attribute the success of my company to social media, because I really think that's the way I have gotten to meet most of my contacts, you know, whether it's media or whether it's some of my customers, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know me through Twitter and Facebook and my blog, and so I am all about social media.
Yeah. Now, do people send you photos of the project?
All the time, and I love it. I really, really love it. I encourage it, because it just makes me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I guess I'm doing something right when people send me the pictures and they say, hey, I love your fabric or your pattern so much, I wanted you to see my daughter wearing whatever, you know, my Kyoko or something.
And yeah.
I adore it. Yeah, I really, it makes me so happy.
Now, you have recently acquired a new studio space.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Oh, we're so happy. Yeah, we used to work out of our basement pretty much.
Yeah.
Actually, it really grew into the whole house. It was crazy. And we had two employees. And, you know, bringing in outside people is always hard in your own home. When you have a family and small children, it was not that we were worried about anything. It was just uncomfortable, you know, because you just can't separate work from home.
Right, so, you're always working.
So we found this building that I absolutely fell in love with, and I just could not let it go. And we were, it was between us and some lady that wanted to open a Pilates studio, and I was like,
we
need to be here. And I went in there and I begged the woman that owned the place that we, you know, and I showed her my website, and I brought my kids with me so she knew that we were, you know, a family business and all that good stuff. And yeah, at the end we won, we got the place, and oh gosh, I was so happy. And we're almost set up. I mean, we've been there for about 6 weeks now. We've moved everything from our home there, so it's all there. Fabric, we had to buy a bunch more racks, but all the fabric is there. We have an area in the back that's like a warehouse, so And that's where my husband runs the fulfillment out of. Absolutely.
So what's coming up for you in the world of Patty? You
have my gosh, lots of stuff. We're going to have more patterns coming up in the summer. Mm-hmm. And I recently wrote a book for Wiley Publishing and just turned it in, seriously, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's still in the, whatever mm-hmm. you call it, the cutting board or the drawing board or whatever they call it there. And it won't come out till... I think March of 2012 is what they're saying, but it'll be in Amazon. They always put it in Amazon, for pre-order, 6 months ahead. So we'll see it in Amazon, probably, I'd say August or September of this year. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always have new fabrics, so as soon as I get back from market, I just have to get to designing my next collection, More ribbons, everything, So
one right after the other.
One right after the other.
Yeah.
I never sleep. I just one after the other.
So tell everybody your website?
Marketboutique.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go out and visit Patty Young. Fabulous. Patty, this has been awesome to
Great.
Talk to you.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad we were able to come and hang out
I'm
and
thrilled.
See your things. This has been Pat Sloan interviewing from the trade show floor in Salt Lake City this spring. Come back next week where I'm going to interview Monica Solero Snow from The Happy Zombie and sisters Barb and Mary from Me and My Sister Designs. Then go ahead and visit us at allpeoplequilt.com where you can find great quilt tips, tricks, patterns, all kinds of things. I'm your host, Pat Sloan. See you next week.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.